You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That's the spirit.
Peter, you there?
Hi there.
Hello.
Howdy. I'm here with Sigrid, by the way. That's not her last name. That's just me saying, by the way.
Yeah.
Now we're going to Turkey.
Yes, because, I mean, in two respects, the Turkey story is really interesting at the moment. Mm-hmm. When the whole issue of the Dutch election and this Muslim hater, Gerhard Wilders, was standing for position, Erdogan chose to intervene. This is the president of Turkey, chose to intervene in the Dutch election and told people, especially Turkish citizens, that they shouldn't vote for either Wilders or the Dutch Prime Minister, because he said that the Dutch were to blame for the massacres during the Balkan Wars in the 1990s in Srebrenica.
And bringing up some old stuff, so to speak.
So this is, and then secondly, at the same time, the Turkish newspaper that published the picture of Angela Merkel as Madame Hitler.
Oh,
have you seen that picture?
Sounds tasteful.
It was.
I haven't seen it.
It's truly an astonishing piece, which portrays the kind of ugliness. It's a pretty vile attack.
And that was in a Turkish paper.
Yes, that's right.
Turkish allies with Germany in World War II.
Yes, that's right. But so they portray in a very disturbing way Angela Merkel as a fascist, and represent her as really standing for everything that's consistent with their values. What this suggests is that Erdogan is choosing to play a very strong Muslim loyalist role, and that in doing so, he's abandoning attempts to get into the European community.
Right.
And is instead going for an isolationist foreign policy, orienting Turkey more towards the kind of hardline Muslim position of increasing alienation from the West.
I'm looking at the picture now. Yeah, it's not really pulling any punches, is it?
No, and I mean that.
It seems she's been depicted as Hitler quite a lot, actually. If you Google it, for some reason.
Yes, it's a very strange portrayal from what we can make of Merkel's policy, which seems the exact opposite of this. Has anybody been more a friend of the needs of the minorities?
Yeah.
That have fled from, you know, from the troubles in the Middle East.
Mm.
But that portrayal is, I think, very, very significant indeed. Mm. And I think this is going to bear upon the broader issue of Turkey historically played the role of the secular Muslim state. Now, Erdogan has moved away from that, and this takes him one step further towards a very strong identification with an Islamic policy. And it's as though they're perceiving the West as the vile, secular West that is responsible for all the atrocities against Muslims.
Yeah.
It is extremely risky, I think, for the broader framework of policy. Yeah, that would have happened.
Right.
And that's the way in which the West would, in a way, the Huntington thesis that the world was going to divide up into polemical groups. There's not a lot of evidence for that argument of Samuel Huntington, but if that were to happen, it would have very serious implications for peace and stability in the Middle East, I think.
It doesn't seem like many other leaders are really on board with what Turkey's saying. I mean, the French have gone, what are you talking about, you know?
No, but I mean, always remember that Le Pen and other such features are a reminder that that right wing is there in Europe. And it can be played up by people looking from outside. Now, by and large, pressured by the Saudis and a lot of American money, Muslim forces generally haven't taken that line. But, you know, you wonder about the possible appeal of this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think Hitler's a pretty... That's a hard line to take on someone, isn't it, at the end of the day? I mean...
It's a very disturbing line. And, I mean, Erdogan is quite angry about the attempt to get into the EU being sort of stymied along the way. And I think a lot of that can be read into it. And, the growing military control in which Turkey's operating, much, you know, the democratic features have virtually gone. There's been a series of activities in Turkey that are really, it's certainly not going to make it a natural fit with the EU.
So are they trying to, like, hold rallies or whatever in the Netherlands and Germany? Is that what the vibe is there? Or what? How do they... Where's this going? Like, is this a tit-for-tat via the media? Or
I think it'll be a little more than a media row, media row. I find it hard to believe that actually a lot of these things will end up in... the Dutch, pretty smart.
Yes.
In the way they run their policies. So I don't think much more than this will happen from the Dutch end. I mean, there'd be a lot of popular comments, but really, you know, while this has been defeated, the central policy is still dominant in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And Le Pen, but then, I mean, the French election suggests things aren't straightforward there, but I doubt if Le Pen's going to do so well either.
Hopefully not.
Okay.
Interesting.
Sounds like a big old niggle, really, doesn't it? A little back and forth via the media.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous thing because, I mean, people get up in arms when a certain picture's drawn of someone and stuff, cheers, Peter.
All right, very good. It's an interesting situation.
Yeah. We'll catch you next week, no doubt.
Very good.
Sweetheart.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.